This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. The Real Sound of GCN Life. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, part of the solution, as they say. You know, a lot to report on, a lot happening out there that we can have some fun with, or I think we have some fun with. First, what I'd like to do is thank many of you who got involved with the Katie Hill lawsuit. And I say that because we got notice yesterday that for all intents and purposes, the judge has dismissed the case. Doesn't seem to be very happy that it was brought to begin with, but I'm not going to think for the judge. And the part of this that really makes me nuts, they know / knew that they had nothing. They know it. And this is what the left does. They bring these lawsuits. So they in reality, they financially slam you. They make it so hard for you to fight because it's expensive. She brings in a high-priced New York lawyer. It's expensive. You know, if you use the wrong attorney, you're done. Now, according to publication called Law 360, California judge indicated Wednesday that she will likely strike claims against a journalist accused of violating the state's revenge porn law by distributing nude photos of U.S. Rep. Katie Hill. Photos were taken without her consent, although she put off any final ruling. There's some little things that need to be cleaned up first. But I don't know for sure if I believe they would take her without her consent. She knew they were being taken. She knew the people she was with. What she should have said was they were distributed without her consent. That probably would have been more truthful, if you would. The Los Angeles Superior Court Judge, Yolanda Orozco, presided over the case. Now, the journalist they're speaking of in this particular case is Jennifer Van Laar. And the judge said she intended to grant Jennifer's motion to strike the claims against her. Now, Hill's attorney told the judge that the motion filed seek to conduct limited discovery on Van Laar, basically that they were looking for some more information. But they've had a year, right? They've had a whole year to work this through. Now, just said that she would hold off on signing the final ruling, but didn't think she was going to change her mind. Those are her words. She said, just because I'm going to continue the motion to hear the other motions doesn't mean I've changed my mind about anything. But it's good for the court to at least see what you have. Now, for clarity, Hill sued her ex-husband, Kenny Hillsap, Daily Mail's publisher, Mail Media, Inc., Red State Soldiers, Salem Media Group, and radio show host and former GOP chairman, Joe Messina. That's me. Now, she claimed that this is the funny thing about this story. This is where they really are way far off. And again, this is how the left builds these things. This is how they try to hurt you. They have these things in their head they believe to be truth. Without any proof, they have to be truth. Now, she claimed that myself and Van Laar conspired to publish graphic, non-consensual photos of her, which forced her to resign in October 2019. Now, here's the Disney story that she's put together here, in all truth to reality. Jennifer Van Laar and I hadn't spoken in years. Right? We got sideways, frankly and honestly, and she would say this if she was on the show, when we worked on a campaign together. I work on a lot of political campaigns, or worked. And we worked on a campaign together. We got sideways with each other. So we hadn't talked to each other in quite some time. We hadn't worked together. We hadn't talked with each other. There was no way she was going to take a call from me. Not that she was vindictive or nasty. That's not what I mean by that at all. She just was mad. So, to say that we conspired to, you couldn't find one communication, it's not because we hid anything, but you can't find a communication between the two of us. She went on to say that the reason that she was forced to resign was because those pictures hit. No, the reason she was forced to resign was she lied to Nancy Pelosi. See, a lot of us have connections inside, not just Sacramento in my case, but in D.C. and other places. And I remember she went into the ethics committee. The hearing was extremely short, in which one of the people in there who were close with Nancy Pelosi came out and said, "We're in trouble." And Nancy forced her to resign. This is what I'm being told. Because if she was innocent, now I want you to think about this. I don't care who you are. If you're strong enough to run for public office like that, if you're strong enough to run for a federal office, or you think you are, then you never back down. I was asked to resign because of this. I know, I'm just on a little school board. I get it, it's not the same. But I was asked to resign because of this. They came to remove me from my seat. I said, not going to happen. I'm not leaving. I did nothing wrong. Exposing a public servant, quote-unquote, with issues that could be getting in the way of them performing their duties is what we're supposed to do as journalists, media people, commentators. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said,
we are back.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Joe Matina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, write it down so I don't have to keep saying it. Or you can always, you know, go up to the website, grab our app, our Android and iPhone app, where you can just hit the button and you can listen. It's really that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We were talking about the lawsuit that was against us for quite some time. Katie Hill brought a lawsuit against me and a few others for destroying her career and her life. Again, as most Democrats, taking absolutely no responsibility for her own actions. They all do. I mean, none of them do. And thank God the judge saw it and others saw it. Saw that there was nothing there. And the problem is that you have to defend yourself. You can't just let them get away with this. Right? So, you know, you have to push back. You have to make sure that you, and listen, part of it is you make sure you don't do anything wrong. Right? And then you push back. Now, Hills still is, a Democrat who represented the 25th Congressional District. She said in her complaint that Hells Up abused her throughout the 15-year relationship and enlisted right-wing politicians and websites that carry out a scorched attack on her when she left the relationship. Now, that's one side of the conversation, right? That she was abused. He says he was abused. This is what I've always said. Every time I do this story, I say the same thing. Their personal life, when it comes to why they get divorced and who was mean and who wasn't mean, you know how it goes. That part of it's none of our business. This whole thing started with me. She was accusing Trump and other Republican males of being misogynist and you know, all this, calling her out and cat. I mean, she was just getting ridiculous with it all. And I finally had it because I had known most of the people in my area have known her for years, known what she's about, the kind of things she's into. I'll leave it at that. You go do your own work. So when this other stuff came up, Representative Steve Knight, who was running against her, who had the seat that she took the seat from, refused to use anything. And again, this is that Republican mindset. He couldn't attack her because she was a female. Bullpuckies. You enter into the ring. You enter into a professional ring. You want equal rights. You want to be treated equally. You know what? Lady, man, whatever. You get the pummeling too. You get the same pummeling any other guy would get stepping into the ring. There's no niceties. There should have been a one. There should have been any 1 ounce of thought given to the fact that she was a female. She was a candidate for an office that required thick skin, period. End of discussion. Enough of this craziness. We need to stop. It's like David Horowitz says when I have him on the show. He always says the same thing. Stop with the gentlemanly action. Anyway, she said that once she moved to D.C. in 2019 after her election, she was done with her husband. Less than 5 months later, the images somehow leaked out. They were published globally on the Internet. Now, the other side of this that she doesn't talk about is the fact that she had pictures of herself on sites. You know, there was a BDSM site that had a picture of her. There was a, and look that up. I'm not explaining it all. Okay, there were hookup sites for cruises. Very specific in what they said. I'm not going through those either because I'm not blushing again. According to the complaint, Messina and Van Laar both received images. And Messina used them to attack her on his radio show. Kind of hard to use images to attack on radio, isn't it? What's funny about this is that the article goes on to say that Van Laar published a story claiming Hill was involved in an affair with a male staffer and in a trouble relationship with a female. But it doesn't nowhere else is to say that was confirmed. It was confirmed. She was involved in a trouble. And the reason I talked about that, I did not push the fact that there were naked pictures and what she was, and all this stuff. That was not the crux of my story. My story was around the fact that the people that she was having relationships with were afraid of her. The text specifically called it out. And yet she's calling out other males for being nasty to females. Yet the female in her relationship was concerned with the way the Hill was treating her husband at the time, and her. I didn't even know what a trouble was. Didn't want to know what a trouble was. Now, though I talked about the images, again, the images were not the crux of my story. Now, the suit included counts of non-consensual distribution of intimate images and violation of California's revenge porn statute. Right? It's a conspiracy to commit non-consensual distribution of intimate images, intentional infliction or emotional distress, and violations of California's unfair competition law. Well, first and foremost, we have a First Amendment right to speak about those things that we know. And you can't go around lying about people. But secondly, Hill is an elected official, just like me. I've got the double ban on me, or the double whammy, whatever you want to call it. I'm an elected official. I'm open game to anybody. And with the show, I'm considered a commentator, again, in the public eye. You can almost get away with anything towards me. So, because she was in a relationship with a paid staffer, and there was conversation about legal drug use, then we had the right, Jennifer, myself, and 100 other people had a right to speak about it in the, especially in the media world, right? But Hill contended that the bong photo of her holding a bong, right, with marijuana, was legal. Now, this is how weak this is. She's supposed to be a legislator. Was legal because the drug was legalized in California for recreational use years before she got in. All right? Here's the problem. It's still against the law for a federal employee to use restricted drugs. Hello? Think about it. She's a federal employee, technically. She works in the example here, the one I just love. There is a checkpoint 8 miles north of the Mexico border here in California. And it's manned by federal agencies, federal law enforcement people. So it is federal property for all intents and purposes. And I will tell you more about this after break, because this is really extremely interesting. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden speaking at the White House, marking 1 year since the COVID-19 pandemic began. He said denials for months led to more stress, deaths, and also loneliness. He did say, though, he was optimistic because he was going to get more vaccine out to the public.
We know what we need to do to beat this virus. Tell the truth.
Follow the scientists and the science. Work together. Put trust and faith in our government to fulfill its most important function, which is protecting the American people. No function more important.
He said one of his main goals was to get kids back to in-person schools in his first 100 days in office. And he said if everyone gets vaccinated and follows the CDC guidelines, we can get closer to normal by July 4th. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
We are back. Violin, Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right, I'm taking a little longer on this than I wanted to, but part of it is to kind of inform you guys. You can fight. You can fight back. And as I said to you guys before, there are some of us willing to put ourselves out there and get out in front of this. I don't give up that easy. I don't know if I'm stupid or stubborn, but I don't give up that easy. And I knew I didn't do anything wrong. I knew that there was nothing wrong. If you're just joining us, I'm talking about the recently dismissed case Katie Hill brought against me and a few others. I can't speak for them. I don't have the inside information on them. I just have mine. Many of you I asked to donate to help with the legal fees. We still have legal fees. If you want to get involved and engaged, you just go ahead to therealside.com/helpjoe. Therealside.com/helpjoe. And we can go after them for legal fees, but it's going to take a little bit. Anyway, one of the things that again, legislators should have a clue. And one of the things that she claims is that the picture that was posted to her that I did not post, but the picture that was posted to her with a bong, I mean, here's a legislator partying with a bong, with a tattoo that appears to be a swastika, and it's just amazing to me. After calling Trump a Nazi, calling Republicans SS, and there she is. She is living out and doing exactly what she's accusing others of doing. That was my bone of contention, if you would. And she contends that the dope is no real big deal. The marijuana is not a big deal because California legalized it. Doesn't matter. She's a federal employee. I started to tell you that there's a border check 8 miles from the Mexico-California border. Now, you know that the border check isn't from California. It isn't what Governor Newsom's doing. No, no, no. The border check is a federal border check. You've got federal agents there. Federal Border Patrol agents and federal agents, period, that are there. And they're checking these cars. They're making sure that people aren't being brought over illegally. And it's a stretch of land where you can't go anywhere. There's a military base north of you, just north of it, and you've just come out of the city. There's no place for you to go. And that land where they're at technically is federal land. State has no real jurisdiction there. There was a fellow that was screaming that when he got there, he had marijuana in the car. He had a couple of bags of marijuana. The Border Control patrol guy took the dope from him. The guy starts arguing with the Border Patrol fella. He says, it's legal in California. And the Border Patrol looked at him and said, I'm sorry, sir. It's still illegal. It is a federal offense to have. And you are on federal property. And I'm a federal agent. So we can do two things here. I just take it away from you. Or we can arrest you for having an illegal substance. What do I do? So I looked into it after that because I did the show. I did the thing. And found out that federal employees, if you work it or are elected or work at a... you cannot have illegal drugs. Whether the state says illegal or not, you can't have them. This is the same state, though. Remember something. That for all intents and purposes is giving the paraphernalia out to those drug addicts in San Francisco because they want them to have a clean way to shoot up. Anyway, the judge also said that California's revenge porn statute provides an exception from liability for images which are a matter of public concern. And she said the defendant has. So Jennifer's team had established that the images are a matter of public concern as they speak to the plaintiff's character and qualification for her position. I agree with it. Not because I know Jennifer, not because I'm against Hill or anything along those lines. But these pictures portray a lifestyle that, first of all, whereas 180 degrees, what she was calling out as being wrong, she was calling this stuff out as being wrong when it came to Republicans or President Trump. But I guess for herself, it was more than enough. It was more than okay. And then she was having sexual relations with an employee. Period. So it was more than legal to be able to put it out there for people to be able to make their... That's all we were doing. You decide. You decide whether this is a problem. I've always felt that whether it's president or congressman or senator, and this isn't a purist Christian attitude by any stretch, if you can't be faithful to your wife or your husband as a congressperson or a senator, if you can't live up to your vows and or, what makes me think you're going to do what's right for the American people? Live up to your oath that you took? I'm curious. And, a relationship with a paid campaign staffer? Again, I could go on and on for the whole hour about this. But it's just amazing to me, the Dems on a regular basis. I mean a regular basis. That there's that double standard of I can get away with it, but you can't. I can do it, but you can't. And a lot of this stuff that they do, they don't expect to get caught at. I mean, I have a lot of other alleged stories about her. But at this point, putting them out there doesn't mean anything. Not a big deal. All right, she's been embarrassed. She's had to resign. She's pushing back. I don't know why. I don't know for what reason. All I know is that usually when this stuff happens, they push back because they want money. They want to hurt you financially. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just want to thank everybody who helped out. Again, I want to be clear about this. We are not done yet with this. Okay, we have made it over a major hurdle, but we're not done with this yet. So you keep, if your people are praying, keep praying for me. Don't stop. And if you've got a few extra bucks, still need money to fight this. Still need money to finish it off. If the judge doesn't award the dollars, it puts us on the hook for quite a bit of debt, if you would. All right. Woke school students are urged to stop using gendered terms like mommy and daddy. Yeah, that's right. An elite New York school warns staff, students, and parents to stop using words like mom and dad because they're inappropriate terms. Whoa. Grace Church School. You hear that? Grace Church School. Now, I think Grace Church is the area that necessarily that's a Christian thing. We'll know in a minute. They charge $57,000 a year. They urge the K-12 community to use grown-ups, folks, family, or guardians. Now, here's the problem. Guardians are not parents. Just be honest about it. All right? The City Journal reported on a 12-page memo showing how woke ideology is influencing the elite education. Nationally syndicated talk radio host Todd Stearns talked about it on his show. The guy says traditional family is an outdated term. No, it's not. Not at all. It's outdated if you're one of those, you know, progressive lefties who don't like anything that has to do with what's happened in the past. He said, we actively try to undo notions of a typical or normal family. Why? Because each family is unique, they say. Do you know that each family is unique, whether you're black or white, you know, both Asian, one Asian, one German, one Irish, one Italian, German, American. It's all different. And there's nothing wrong with the word tradition or traditional. Traditional weddings, traditional Christmases, a traditional family is man, woman, a couple of kids, maybe even a dog. If you're non-traditional, then you're a unique group or family. And then maybe 100 years down the road, maybe the traditional family would be different, but right now, that's what it is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on No Dads, No Moms. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Gentlemen, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. Got too many of those already. Don't need any more of those. But you know what I mean. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just truly being, honestly being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, really. Anyway, we were talking about... oh, God bless. The woke school that now urges students and parents to drop the terms mom and dad. Yeah, they're too absolute. For those of you, I mean, seriously, my book "Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy," it's just amazing. I have first chapter in there is absolutes, absolutely not. Wrote the book when Trump first got elected. And I call out the fact that they don't want absolutes. They don't want actual right and wrongs because then they have to live up to them. So instead, they want you to call or to use words like community, grown-ups, folks, family, guardians. Which one of those says mom and dad? Not a one. they're trying to ruin your kids. They're trying to influence your kids. They're trying to get your kids involved in just nothingness. There's no absolutes. When a child doesn't have an absolute, it is a real problem mentally for that child. Now, Grace is... Oh, I was wrong. Grace is an Episcopal school. Now, the Episcopal Church, with all due respect, where required, they openly admit that they loosely interpret Scripture. And they base it on, you know, today. I hate to say it. Well, I don't hate to say it. It's a reality. Scripture doesn't change. God doesn't change. We change. If God said adultery was wrong back then, it is wrong today. As part of our Episcopal identity, we recognize the dignity and the worth of common to humanity. Now, where is that in the Bible? Yeah, all people should be treated with respect. All people should be treated with love. Their actions, not necessarily. God created man and woman. Right? Why don't they look at Scripture and see what it calls out as mother and father? That's what they should be doing. I don't see any Scripture in here. He's just talking off of social justice platforms, this reverend. He also said the guide comes from our desire to promote a sense of belonging for all of our students. Where does it say that in the Bible? Again, I can do this because it's a Christian school. You don't get to use secular terms. Remember, the Bible says that we may be in the world, but we're not the world. We're not to be the world. I'm trying to put that in simple English. Right? We may hang out here, but this is not what drives us. The world, we don't conform to the world's ways because it'll make everybody feel better. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was floored to find out this next thing. Somebody said it during the break. I wish they'd said it when Alfonso was on. It would have been great. Who knew that Jesus is non-binary? Did you know that? I didn't know that. I just found out that. It's just amazing. A Pennsylvania professor of religious studies. Okay, who gave him his diploma? He said that Jesus was non-binary, either male nor female. Swarthmore College religion professor Mark Wallace claims in his Radical Jesus course that Jesus of Nazareth was a political revolutionary, non-binary in gender sense. A political revolutionary. Okay. Wallace also looks at the critical race theory of the course. The syllabus adds students will look at images of Jesus through a queer prophet. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what to do with that. Why? I would love somebody from the LGBT community to call the show and discuss. Why is everything have to be looked at from a queer eye? Right? If we're not going to look at it from a queer eye, then we have to look from it through a critical race theory eye. Right? Or if we can't look at it, then we have to look at it through the eyes of an African-American. Why can't we just look at it? You know, you guys are such hypocrites. You talk about humanity and human beings, but you don't mean it. It's not humanity, human beings for you. It's certain sectors, areas that you line up with or believe that you line up with. Jesus, through the time, is a queer prophet, an indigenous shaman, and an African messiah. Which, frankly, is another joke. He was an Israelite. He was a Jew. The liberal professor doubled down on his claims. Dallas Theological Seminary, though, senior research professor, Daryl Brock, said that Wallace is not only off base, I'm going to add, whacked. Wallace is disregarding the original context for modern concerns, specifically non-binary gender, Brock told a conservative outlet. Wallace may have the intention to tell the truth about the history of the Christian religion's relevance today, but Wallace doesn't understand historic Christianity. I'm going to go further and say he doesn't understand Christianity, period. Now, God says he's neither, technically, neither male or female. God's not walking around with male genitalia. And I love these people who say, you know, we're made in God's image. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that we have, God has two eyes, nose, ears, two arms, 10 fingers, 10 toes? I hate to tell you something, no. The Bible says that God is spirit, right? We are spirit, in essence. These are our, whether you agree with me or not, right? Think about it. These are our earth suits. When we die and go to be with the Lord, we don't take the body with us, do we? It's just a suit. It's something we have for the moment. So, again, this is what Zoe and I were talking about earlier. How about a little, just a little bit of study to understand what this stuff means? And then you can easily push back against these people. It really isn't that hard. Hold their feet to the fire. You take a guy like this, you get your information, you don't go confront him face to face, but if you run into somebody who listens to him and believes in this professor and starts throwing things out there, throw things back at them. Say, really? How about this? The professor doesn't use any scriptures. Well, where is he getting his information? What is he using to prove his point? Is it coming from within his head? I mean, really? All right. Tulsi Gabbard, she's right. The cancel culture mob is like Islamic radicals. Think about it. You could almost say any radicals, really, but it's like Islamic radicals. Now, the Democrat congresswoman from Hawaii, former, actually, you know, she was on a show talking about this. She said, you see the final expression of cancel culture, kind of like the Islamic terrorist groups. They want to go, they want to wipe out everything they don't agree with, or they don't feel is right, if you would. They deem them to be, you know, if you're infidels, right? We can't have Barbie, we can't have Ken. They got to be gender neutral, they got to be this, they got to be that. Got to deconstruct whiteness. And you got to do it in a fashion where it's hard and fast and swift judgment on their part. Gabbard said the terrorists do it in order to protect those from being misled by those heretical ideas. She said, well, the cancel culture is kind of the same way. They are doing things. They are coming down on this stuff because they believe they have the right answer, and they're going to force us to believe what they believe, or they think they are. We see those efforts to cancel and silence those that they want people to hear from. Those who may offer a different idea than one that those in power want to see or hear or even be exposed to. When we look at the foundations of a democracy, this is a danger of where the path leads. And look at many of you guys. When I was talking about Tulsi Gabbard earlier in the year, I said, she's somebody I could deal with. She's somebody who has some common sense. And many of you sent me emails saying, oh, my God, you should see the emails, I mean, the stuff that she's written about, the stuff that she said. You really think she would have been worse than Joe? Oh, come on, really. It's just amazing. She is right on with this. And, you know, we're supposed to give credit to where credit's due. And she gets it. We're in the Middle East. We're in the middle of a jihad, for all intents and purposes, with the left. I told you, this is a war. For all intents and purposes, this is a war. They're after your kids. What are you willing to do to protect your children? Right? Everything in their culture they want to destroy. All our fundamentals they want to destroy. All our traditions they want to destroy. Doesn't make any sense. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Sight. God bless for being with me. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your support. Stay with it. We're back here tomorrow. Come join us. We always have a good time.